taking a closer look at the stories that affect you most with a big dose of common sense.
All right, welcome back to it on this Tuesday, 25th of April. A lot going on. Donald Trump's wall not being built quite yet. A lot of people battling back and forth. Of course, it's interesting that the Democrats, of course, focusing on the first 100 days, he didn't accomplish anything. Well, I found 28 laws that have been signed, 28 bills that have been signed into law by President Trump. I think 24 executive orders. You got Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court, and for a lot of voters, that really is the big ticket item. You know, certainly they want the economy, they want national security, a lot of things going on, but that big ticket item was Neil Gorsuch. Now, about the wall, Liz Peek, our good friend and columnist for Fox News, says Trump should forget the wall, push for E-Verify, just to make sure that we've got security and we've got sovereignty and we've got control over the borders. Liz, welcome back to the program.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So you think E-Verify is the way to go?
Well, look, right now, it's inconceivable to me that we haven't made E-Verify mandatory across the country. Right now, about 700,000 employers are using this. What this is a free, believe it or not, and pretty effective, low error rate federal program where basically employers send in information about an individual that they want to hire, and the government resources put together data from Social Security and other places and come back and say, yes, that's legal. Why is this important? Because the way we're going to really cut down on illegal immigration, or a good portion of it, is by convincing people that they cannot come to this country and get a job. And I think this is one way to go about it. It doesn't solve the whole problem. But when you think about the 11 million people in the country illegally, they've not all come across the border. As you know, a great portion, maybe as many as half, are people who have overstayed their visas. So
that's correct.
The truth is, a border wall is not going to help keep those people out. E-Verify might, because it does mean you cannot assume that you're going to get work legally. And I think, look, it's a starting point, and it doesn't cost much. All you have to do is tell the states that haven't signed on to it to make it mandatory, or make it mandatory federally.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you know, it's progress.
As they set aside their sanctuary cities, yeah, I'm sure they'll embrace that. But, you know, do you realize you used this, I'm going to quote you here, you just said low error rate federal program.
Oxymoron, you're thinking that doesn't work?
You said low error rate federal program. I'm like, low error rate federal program? I've never heard of such a thing. That must be new.
Yeah. Well, I mean, actually, literally, supposedly the error rate is less than 1%. So that's the, you know, that's information coming from the advocates for it. But it does sound to me like a pretty good idea. And again, it should be one of many ideas. All the excitement over the wall. The question is, it looks to me like, as you point out, they're going to be kind of finessing the wall, at least for right now.
Yeah.
The question is, what can Trump do instead of that to mollify his base? Because they're not going to be happy if he walks away from border enforcement.
Well, border security, well, here's the thing, though.
Including this.
If you look at it, you know, the amount of people coming across the border, down 72%, I looked at it.
Yeah.
The bigger problem you face is the Democrats and so forth, you know, say he broke his promise. He broke his promise. And people like Tom Perez will say he broke his effing promise, you know, because that's what Tom Perez does. He says things that we can't repeat on the radio here every single day because he's pure class. Tom Perez, pure class. Hey, let me ask you about something else while I've got you here. I've just seen the USS Michigan Trident class nuclear submarine has come up for air in South Korea. One of the boomers. It's going to be on patrol now. 100 United States senators invited to the White House to speak with General Mattis and others from the intel community and the Secretary of Defense about what's going on in North Korea. What do you make of this? Fairly unprecedented. I don't remember something like this ever happening where all the United States senators are invited to the White House for a briefing. Maybe it's more common than I realize, but it seems like a big deal to me.
It seems like a very big deal to me. And frankly, I think it's genius because it looks very much, What does the country read from this? It reads that Trump is really trying to work with Congress. It's pretty hard for the Democrats to say, no, I won't come and sit in their man caves and pout. I think it's a tremendously good idea. Is it the prequel to some sort of attack on North Korea? I don't know, but it's clearly signaling to China and North Korea that we mean business. And I think after the Syrian strike, after Trump's rather successful meeting with Xi Jinping, I think it's pretty clear we do mean business. And I think the Chinese are responding to that. I don't know really what is in their arsenal, and I don't mean military, but in every sense, what they can do to undermine and sort of rein in North Korea. But they've got the cards, and I think Trump is basically trying to impress on them they need to play them.
Yeah,
and
I think
also, by the way, you know, we saw Abe, the head of Japan, come out in favor of Trump's hard line on Korea. I think if, you know, all the talk about Obama pivoting to Asia, he never pivoted to Asia. He never engaged in Asia. The truth is that's what we're doing now, and I think we're shoring up our alliances over there in a sort of unexpected and very unequivocal way. I think it's pretty powerful.
Yeah, Obama pivoted several times. There's another way to put that. He spun in circles.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, he pivoted, and you're just going in circles. You accomplished nothing at all. That's Barack Obama. But I think that this is a very significant thing for the White House to call the entire United States Senate in for a briefing. I think this is,
yeah.
I don't know if it's precludes war. I don't know. A prerequisite to what could happen. I don't know. But I do know that the USS Michigan carries 24 Trident ballistic missiles, each of which can carry 10 nuclear warheads. There's more firepower on that one boat than every bomb, bullet, and grenade and atomic weapon used in World War II combined. This is a show of force, and it is significant to have that boat surface now to get refueled and supplied in South Korea and then drop back beneath the surface right along the Korean Peninsula. It is a big deal. I'll give you the last word.
No, I think that's exactly right. Look, I think what we are seeing is a more muscular approach to confronting our enemies and also bolstering our friends. And that's what Trump promised. That's what 8 years of Obama people wanted to see, because we really had sort of shrunk on the world stage. So I think, look, nobody wants conflict with North Korea, but we also want progress with North Korea. And four presidents have followed the same exact route, and we've gotten nowhere. So I think this is actually a welcome change.
Liz Peek, thank you as always.
My pleasure. Have a great week.